Please continue. Thank you. As you know, we're going to record this this session, so those that can't be here can join in a different format by watching it. So thank you everyone for joining. I'm trying to see how many people we have. We're including myself. There's six, so people might join in as we move along, so that will be fine. And so, you know, I planned on talking for a little while and having introductions. So, you know, feel free. I want to go into introductions. Let me show you where we're at. This information session is on the American Muslim Women's Giving Circle. We wanted to go, and also we're going to be talking about AMCF just a bit, and then getting into specifics of the circle. So as people roll in, we'll let them introduce themselves. So if I need to stop and have introductions, I'm fine with that. We really, what we're trying to do is not just have a circle, but create a community of like-minded women that, you know, really want to not only join in the circle, but create a community together where, you know, we can, have a giving circle that's based in our values and what we believe in. I know in the 2021 cycle, which was our last cycle, I met a wonderful group of people, and I'm hoping a lot of them will return for this. But I also understand sometimes, you know, Saturdays are hard for women for numerous reasons, mostly having to do with kids' activities. So I'm open to, like I said, you know, having people join in and introduce themselves as they get together. So what we'll do now is I want to sorry, I jumped. I want to just go over our agenda. Like I said, I have some time for our welcome and our introductions, and then we'll get into the informational session and then some Q&As and some wrap up. And if we finish early because there's not a lot of questions, I will give you your time back. And we don't need to be here for an entire hour if we can wrap up early. So I'm open to that. So with that, I would love to I'm going to call on the first name I see on on my screen and for introduction. So, and I will introduce myself at the end in case more people join. All right. So Syra, I see you. If you want to unmute and introduce yourself, that'd be great. Syra, I saw you unmuted, but I don't hear you.
Oh, sorry, I'm in the car, so I'm one of those
And don't
people
feel
who's
like
trying to
you need to be on
multitask.
camera then.
Hold over, don't worry.
Okay, yeah.
So, assalamu alaikum, my name is Sarah Kandikar. I live in Edmonton, Canada, but I'm American, born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee.
Great. And
And,
please feel free to share if you're with an organization, how you're involved in anything that is you know, nonprofit, philanthropy, anything you want to share, you can share about, you know, what you do, your kids, anything you want to share about where, like I said, we're creating community. So the better we get to know each other, the, you know, it'll help.
sure. So I'm not involved in any national organizations. My family has formed a family foundation, and so we do, we're kind of dipping our toes in the water in terms of doing a bit more of this work. I've been involved kind of as a member and then attending ISNA conferences over the years, and my parents have been involved in the Founders Committee. So I see the power of this kind of work, of having a group of like-minded individuals, and the impact that they can make on development of communities. And I'm excited to see what we could do here.
Great, thank you. And is it that a US-based foundation?
It is, yeah. My family's all in the US, and I have US citizenship, but I live in Canada.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much. And next I see Madiha. You want to unmute and introduce yourself?
Of course, assalamualaikum, everyone.
Awesome.
My name is Madiha. So I've been in the nonprofit sector for a very, very long time. I think soon after high school, I was just always finding myself either volunteering with nonprofit organizations, mostly community based or regional based. I used to be on the East Coast. Now I reside in California, or on the West Coast. But as a currently, I'm working with I work as a freelancer. So I do a lot of freelance projects with nonprofit organizations, primarily masajids around the country, supporting them with communication needs and grants, writing grants, searching for grants, managing grants. So that's a little bit about me.
Great. Thank you. And where are you in California?
In Fresno, California. So
Okay,
Central Valley.
Great. Thank you. And Nada, I see you next. Did I pronounce that correctly? Tell me how.
Yes, yeah, sure.
First,
my name is Nada.
Nada,
yes.
Okay.
My name is Nada. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina. I am currently a independent scholar, researcher in the field of education. I learned about your organization through Ula Muhammad, who is also from Raleigh, North Carolina. So I'm really interested and eager to learn more about, what we can offer and how we can help and how we can bridge our Muslim communities here all across the nation and the world, inshallah. So, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. And then Ola, I see you next.
Hey, salam, everyone. Could you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. I'm going to make my introduction brief because I have to take this on the go. I apologize. Wonderful to see you, Nada. Thank you for joining. My name is Ola, and I'm on staff with AMCF. I'm the director of nonprofits. Part of what I do is help manage the endowments that Mahi referred to and work with the many, many great nonprofits in our network. And really excited to see this Giving Circle start up again.
Thank you. Thank you. And let's see. I want to make sure I got everyone that's on. I think we got everyone. And Muhi introduced himself initially. So I wanted to introduce myself. My name is Shazeen Mufti, and I live in Southern California in Orange County. And if you don't know where that is, it's pretty much halfway between LA and San Diego. It is usually great weather here, but it is raining cats and dogs outside here today. Big storm for the weekend. I have worked in nonprofits for over 20 years, and I'm currently a nonprofit change management consultant. So I work with very large nonprofits with change management projects, mostly in the mainstream community. I dabble with some Muslim nonprofits, and I'm very excited to be on the AMCF family. I'm pretty new, so if we come up, with some questions that I might not know, please be patient. And if I don't know the answer to something, I will try my best to get back to you. And then also utilize those questions that you have and any further presentations and any information we put out. So with that, I'd love to get started. Okay. So let me do that. I am having problems with my cursor here, so just give me a second. I want to show you the whole presentation, though. But okay, I will. Okay, so let me stay on this session. So this, the American Muslim Women's Giving Circle, is a project of the American Muslim Community Foundation. And just wanted to give you a little bit of background of AMCF. For a found a community foundation that was started less than 10 years ago. I've been amazed, and that's why I wanted to be involved with AMCF, is that just doing incredible work with just wonderful staff that I've gotten to know. So I just wanted to go over AMCF and some particulars of that. So we wanted to go over this surah that says, and be steadfast in prayer, practice regular charity. And so much of what we do, you know, when we do it regularly, it builds. And so that's a, you know, a premise of AMCF, is that, you know, we can willy-nilly give here and there, but when we're strategic and give in a regular manner, you know, what we do multiplies. So AMCF, just go over the vision, which is leading sustainable and strategic Muslim philanthropy for today and for future generations. And that's what I've always seen about, like, the, I've been involved in local community foundations in our local area. My husband and I actually set up a fund many years ago, and it gives us access to so much around philanthropy that we as individual donors would not necessarily know of without, you know, having a community foundation that keeps us abreast of a lot of information, things that are going on in the community, the needs in the community. So I've long been a supporter of community foundations, and now that we can do it on a national level from a Muslim perspective, it's wonderful. So the mission is cultivating donor giving and diversified funding to advance charitable causes. And even though we have so many causes coming together, being strategic how we fund it is very important. Our core values are to be sacred, strategic, sustainable, collaborative, diverse, inclusive, and have integrity. So hopefully we, you know, as we move along with our giving circle, we will, you know, draw upon these values. But if there's further things, especially since we're a women's giving circle, we'll draw upon these, but we can also, you know, do some exercises to see, you know, how we can come together within our own structure as well. So just want to go over the leadership of AMCF. We, you know, are headed by a volunteer board of directors. You know, just want to go over this, and then you can look, you know, over this. You can find this on the website. In addition to our board of directors, we do have a very strong advisory committee that we can reach out to for different issues. So as you can see, it's very robust. And then we have our staff led by Muhi, who is the co-founder and the chief development officer. And then Ola, who's joining us, the director of nonprofits. We have Crystal, who's our marketing fellow. And then we have myself, who's a giving fellow. We have a new person who's also an accountant. And then we have our director of operations. So. And so you might ask, what is a community foundation? So a community foundation is a publicly supported nonprofit institution governed by a board which serves its donors, the nonprofit sector, and the community. So in the US, there's more than 700 community foundations. However, AMCF is the only one for and by the Muslim community focus on donor advised funds, giving circles, and endowments. So, you know, as a community grows, you know, we're hoping we have a lot more foundations, but right now, you know, we're really hoping that, you know, what we do here helps to create more, you know, not only donor advised funds, but eventually family foundations, and there's more support in the community. But this is a really good place To learn about philanthropy, to learn about how we can utilize donor advised funds. And people, you know, in my consulting work, people, especially within the Muslim community, have asked me, like, how do I start a family foundation, stuff like that. And I always advise that they start off with a donor advised fund first to learn about, you know, there's a lot of complexities to even around giving and philanthropy, and that, you know, you start off with that, and sometimes that's all that, you know, you need, but you can also then grow to developing family foundations. This is a great first step, especially when you're new to the process and learning about all the intricacies of philanthropy. So we actually are well connected and have wonderful supporters, as you can see from this page, that, you know, we have support from within the Muslim community, but also from our allies and supporters, right? From some major philanthropies, from big philanthropists in the community. And we're always looking to grow and show our work and to really invite people into our work. So it'll be that. So Muhi mentioned this a little earlier, but currently there are over 188 donor advised funds. And there we currently host over 20 endowments. And Muhi just sent out, sent out a email recently, notice letting us know that we hit over 15 million in giving. And we have over 9 million in assets. So that's a huge accomplishment, the 15 million is. And so congratulations to the team, and we can share more of our work as we move along. Okay, so AMCF programs include, Muhi does this wonderful Muslim philanthropy podcast. So if you haven't heard it, you can access it through our website. And it's just a great way to understand, you know, Muslim philanthropy. He has, you know, wonderful guests and talks a lot about, you know, what's going on within, you know, our philanthropic circles. We also have the Social Impact Accelerator. It's a wonderful program that's really, you know, Muslim-inspired, human-centric design thinking and mentorship. So if you're not aware of what that offers, please, you know, check out our website. And if you want specific stuff, please, you know, reach out and we can get you connected as well. And we also, if you're not familiar with the Association of Fundraising Professionals, it's an association of fundraising professionals in the mainstream. I'm actually on our the board of our local AFP in this area, but what Muhi has been really you know, instrumental in is creating a Muslim affinity group within AFP, so we can address, you know, Muslim giving, how Muslims give, things like that. And it's just starting off, but it's you know, we've had meetings and really try to bring, you know, issues that address our communities and, you know, how to address Muslim giving. Then there's the National Muslim Planned Giving Council, and that's really, you know, trying to work with financial planners and state lawyers to really help them understand, you know, what they can do through DAFs and the other opportunities we have. We also do the Muslim Philanthropy Awards, which is a wonderful way of recognizing the great work that that organizations do and individuals do in philanthropy and Muslim philanthropy. And then there's the Muslim Family Resources on Giving. And so, you know, as people do this work, it's always great to have resources and direct people to resources. So that's part of the work that we do as well. So the core services are broken into a couple of different stakeholders. So for donors, it's the donor advice funds, right? Which is a giving vehicle. And we can, you know, if you want to learn more about that, we can talk about that later. And then of course we have the giving circles, which is what we're here to talk about today. And that's a, you know, we'll go into the specifics of the giving circle in just a moment. And then for our nonprofit sector, we have services for endowments, and then also through the accelerator through to leadership development. So donating today, there's so many ways to give. It can be inefficient, it can lack planning, it can be uncomfortable and long and drawn out. And that's where giving, pooling giving is, you know, sets us up to be a little different. So so we want to know what motivates donors, right? Oftentimes we from a nonprofit standpoint, don't always look at, you know, we look at what our needs are, but we also have to look at what motivates donors to give. So it's important to, what the number one reason people give is because they align with your mission, right? And a desire to make difference, and then personal satisfaction, family and upbringing really does, shape how people give. People are really drawn to personal stories and connections, of course, religious beliefs, because, you know, in this a social network, which gets into a lot of why people give through giving circles, that it's not just giving, but it's also a social network and a community. And then, of course, there's tax benefits. And then, you know, and I know this well, I ask people about like why they do or don't do. And the main reason they give is that they were not asked. That's the number one reason people don't give. No one asked them. And it's so important that we remember that in, you know, in how we do our work, and even how we spread the work of our giving circle is, let's ask people, let's ask them to join. It's up to them if they want to join or not, but let's make that ask. Okay. And another reason why people don't give, they stop thinking that they or their gift matter, right? We always have to be in communication and letting people know how we've used their gift, you know, how important it is to us. And so, you know, communications is very important. And then lack of trust. You know, oftentimes that when we don't communicate, they don't know what's happening, and then they lose trust. So, and Nasima, I just noticed you joined, and I wanted to know if you wanted to just, we're at this point, I want to know if you want to quickly introduce yourself so people know you're here with us. I'll move forward. Give me just a second. I'm just lost my cursor here. All right, just give me a second. I'm difficulty here for a second. I'm going to get into questions and answers, but if anyone has any questions up to now, I'll be happy to answer as I maneuver the next slide.
Shazeen, I think if you tap on the screen and then even use your left and right cursor, it should be able to move to the next slide.
Yeah, and I'm doing that. Okay, here we go. And just wanted to go over this. Never will you attain the good reward until you spend in the way of Allah from that which you love, and whatever you spend, indeed, Allah is all knowing of it. Okay, so this is our point of saying, you know, that the AMC, you know, join the social impact. As we said, we have many ways to give. You can find out more information if, you know, your nonprofit or family is interested. It's always good to be connected with AMC if that's not something you're already connected with. Now we want to talk specifically about the American Muslim Women's Giving Circle. So first of all, what is a giving circle? A giving circle is a form of philanthropy in which groups of individuals donate their money and time to a pooled fund. Together as a team, our group decides which nonprofits and projects to fund. So the reason we do this is there's strength in numbers, you magnify your impact, you multiply your giving, and then you increase awareness and engagement in causes promoted by the charity. And it's a really good way also, you know, to get a, you know, if you do all your charity in one way, it's a combined way to get your receipts and for your tax purposes as well. So about the American Muslim Women's Giving Circle, it was founded in 2021 and is a collective of Muslim women around the U.S. who are dedicated to philanthropy and are looking to amplify their impact of their charitable giving. Through the AMCF, we have created the first national giving circle for Muslim women so we can strategically work together to make bigger impact and more lasting impact in our communities. So the purpose is really to amplify impact. And the circle believes that there's more power in Muslim women's philanthropic giving by combining our donations into one fund and democratizing how we give. And through this giving circle, we will provide seamless big dollar donations to a few organizations to make larger impact in the community. So why join us, right? So this is really if you want to participate in collective philanthropy with a network of like-minded women, right? Like I said, this is more than just giving. It's creating that community and creating that network. Because oftentimes, you know, within a community, what I hear is sometimes is like, you know, sometimes we don't know what else is out there. So we create things within our communities. But if we're networked, we can, there's, you know, shared knowledge and resources. And it helps our community know what's out there and to join together. And then you want to be a champion for female-led organizations or female-adjacent causes. I've heard some of the, you know, largest Muslim nonprofits that raise big money, and they always credit women for giving a lot and being the big fundraisers and making things happen in the community. However, I don't always see that reflected in leadership and decision-making. So this is a way for us to not only raise the funds and collect our funds, but also to be the decision makers of where that funding will go. And then, of course, you want to build a community and spread the word by inviting women to join. So hopefully we're all on board with that and gives us a reason to join. Okay. And then how it works. So it works by first joining to vote in the 2024 cycle. Members pay or pledge $420 by April 30th. Then we get into, once you become a voting member, you can nominate one eligible organization for grant consideration. And then we'll go through the specific process, but then we vote. And in order to have your vote, you do have to attend the deliberation day via Zoom to cast the vote. So who can join? So Muslim women or women allies of any age or background living in the U.S. or U.S. citizens living abroad are encouraged to join. And So a gift of any amount will be added to the pull-up buzz. And because we want to be democratic, you can donate more, but that doesn't mean you get more voting privilege. So we only have one level of giving. We do encourage additional funding because it allows us to do more with the money that we raise. But no matter how much you give, you still just get one vote. All right, so the membership type. So I just mentioned voting members. So for voting members, dues are $420 a year. And that includes a five percent administrative fee. And then membership earns you, as I said, one vote to determine which organizations receive support. And then, like I said, you can give any amount and be a non-voting member, which gives you access to our meetings and what we're doing. Thank you, Mathia, for that. All right. So this is our timeline of activities. This kind of just goes through our process. So ideally, we join and pay or pledge in April, and then through in May, we're going to be nominating organizations, and we can go through that just a little bit later. Then we open a request for proposals in August. And you might say, hey, you know, there's a big gap between May and August. We do find that in the summer, people have a lot of activities, people are on vacation. And also during that time, we're also doing the background and vetting of organizations on our end. So that's why it looks like we're not doing stuff, but there's still stuff going on behind the scenes. Then in October, we have our first vote and we select three top organizations. In November, they do the top three organizations do their presentations and we have a final vote. And then in December is when we fund the organizations. And then we do ask that the organizations do come back and share with us, you know, how they've used the fund, what they've done. So in future meetings that we'll have, we will be talking to some of the organizations that we funded. So and get a report back on how they utilize the funds. So we were just talking about the application guidelines. So this is something that we as a community will further refine, but these are the ways that we were basically looking at applications. So organizations should you nominate and apply should impact and work towards alleviating women's issues. We give preference to female founded or led organizations. And organizations serving Muslim women in the U.S. receive preference. Organizations serving Zakat eligible women are given preference. We want to make sure that their status is easily determined and accepted. And nominated organization will also be vetted and qualified in order to do the final round of funding. And that's really where AMCF really helps us through that process of knowing how to vet the organization, make sure that, they're eligible for the gift. So in the 2021 cycle, we raised over $26,000 from our members, which was wonderful for our first year. And how we broke that down is the first place, I don't like using the winner, but the first place that got the most votes got 50% of the fund. Second place got 30%, and then third place got 20. And it was, these were our 2021 results. Organization named FACE received over 13,000. Peaceful Families Project received about 7,800. And Texas Muslim Women's Foundation got a little over 5,200. So wanted to look at this hadith, seek sustenance through sadaqa. So as we wrap up, so we want you to join us for this 2024 cycle. So with that, I want to go over a couple of frequently asked questions and then just open it up. So I've gone through all this stuff, but then I just wanted to, so you can join by clicking, and I'll put this in the chat when we get done. This is where you can go to join. There is, if you scroll down to the bottom, there is a form that you can fill out that you can join right on there. And then, so membership dues to be a voting member are $420 a year. And that includes the administrative fee. And then, so what is the 5% admin fee used for? AMC provides coordination, compliance, and communication with fundees, and a single tax receipt for to donors. As you can, we talked about, like, you know, vetting the organizations and all that, and that is work that AMC staff have to do. So that's what that goes to. And then they coordinate the gifts, and then you kind of reporting that we have, that they manage that. So, and then can I donate in an installment plan? So yes, members are able to pay in the following installments. So we have either $105 a quarter or $35 a month. So when we give that April deadline, and that's why I say you either pay or pledge, because you can set up an installment plan by April and you're eligible to vote. Okay, great. Yeah, Muhi just put up the link and the donation portion. So if you want to go to that, you can do that. And then let me just go over this real quick. We went over the end. What if I can't commit to 420 in 2024? Okay, so we invite all donations. Okay, and so as I mentioned, there's the different giving levels. So, and this also came up that even if you can't donate at the $420 level, you can still join at whatever level, and that still gives you the opportunity to nominate an organization. There's not a voting right, but there is a nominee. Any member can nominate. And again, the deadline for this cycle is April 30th. So please make sure you go onto that page and you can do that. So, and are we looking for more leaders on this? Yes. So we want to encourage you to apply. We have a little form that I'll put in as soon as I stop this presentation. And that way, if you're interested in, you know, being on the leadership circle, we're looking for more members. So, and want to end with this. The deeds most loved by Allah are those done regularly, even if they are small. So, you know, joining together, even at a low dollar amount, still is important, because we do it regularly, and we give, and we connect with each other. So, that. I just wanted to know if there's any questions we can answer, any feedback, anything like that. And then we'll end there. And I want to thank everyone. I'm going to stop sharing and we can start having a conversation. Alrighty, thank you for your patience of getting through that. So I just wanted to open it up if anyone has any questions. Okay, so I had a question from Nasima. Right now we're just getting started in our circle for this cycle. So just to let you know, we started in 2021, had that cycle, and then due to various reasons, the circle did not have a 2022 or 2023 cycle. So we're picking back up the work, and we've made it so it is easier for us to operate the circle. It's one of the reasons I came on and when he asked me to come on, because we need to have some coordination. And then we're also using Grapevine platform to streamline some of the giving and things that to make it easier. So right now, for this year, we said we have 18 signed up, and we had 78 members, as you can see in the chat, and we're hoping to get more involved. So with that, anyone else have any questions, some feedback, just what you're thinking, anything is good.
All right, just to follow up on that, is there an ideal amount of participants, or is it really just like by the cutoff date, we would move forward with the amount of people who are interested?
Well, people, like I said, people can always come in to the process, but to be a voting member, we're really looking at that April 30th deadline, which really worked. Like I said, we had 78 people signed up last cycle. Mm-hmm. So right now, because we're re-engaging with people, right now, it really, that'll be the deadline, unless there is certain things outside of that we don't know of, or mm-hmm. we invite people. So right now that is our cutoff, but again, let's see where we're at, it, you know, through April, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So just encourage your friends to come into the process, right? Because I think that's really, I think that a lot has happened. There's different concerns. People are, you know, so ideally we can come into this process and we can look at what is motivating people, right? And so last time, a lot of the organization worked on women's issues, but we did have, you know, we did have some organizations that were doing some political work, that were doing, you know, voter engagement and things like that. So even though the last funding cycle, you know, there were very much, you know, women's safety issues, we did have other people apply. And I think in different cycles, there might be different priorities. And as Muhi just stated, you know, we wanna focus on women-led and women-serving organization. But I know a lot of women-led organizations that do work on political power or work on social issues and things like that. So, you know, it's up to our group and our cycle what we focus on. Anyone else?
I had a question, actually. It's a little bit more of a maybe a long-term sort of thing. And I'm cognizant of the fact that the Giving Circle starts with the word American. But I mean, obviously for me, I'm a US citizen, but I'm living in Canada. And so some of my tax considerations or my support is going to be considering my local community, or if there's tax benefit from a Canadian standpoint. Is there any thought, or would there be any consideration, at least in the future, to getting charitable organization status in Canada?
Muhi, you want to take that?
Sure. So primarily it should be for US-based charities. There are ways for US community foundations to fund internationally, but then we run into some compliance issues that would take additional fees if we were to disperse to those charities. But it's something that we can consider if the group feels like that charity is the best charity to give to. So feel free to, at this point, what I would say is like, feel free to nominate them. And if they are selected by the group, then we can look into how to best distribute the funds for that charity. And I think one of the things that we wanted to do this year as well was to keep the funds as an endowment for the organization. So to help them with their long-term sustainability. And if they're in that case, you know, funds would be invested by AMCF and returns would be given on an annual basis to the charities selected.
Thank you. Anything else? Anyone else?
Sorry, just one more kind of practical question. So on the link that you put in, so there's a link to register for this session. Then there's a link for a Google form if you're interested in joining the committee. And then there's the donation section at the bottom. So in order to join, it's filling out the donation section.
Yes.
Yeah. So that'll give you membership. And then if you are interested in joining Shazeen to do more of the planning and ideation around like the processes for the group and just to be on the leadership of the American Muslim Women's Giving Circle, then you should fill out the Google form.
One last question I had was, do you all have a, I guess like an easy like blurb or any message that you've used from the last cycle that folks can send out to share, to encourage people to join? Is there anything? If not, I'm also happy to like work on something if that's helpful, but just wanted to see if that already exists.
Are you talking about like a social media post?
Yeah, like social media posts or like an email or something. I'm trying to think of like the fastest way that I can share this with other people.
Yeah, let's connect. We have a few things, but hey, you know, different things work in different groups. So if you have an idea what would work with your group and help us put that together, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I can share. We're going to be doing, we have some graphics set up that we can use for posts, so we have a starting point. So if you wanted to, you know, have a tailored message, that would be great.
Yeah,
love your help with that.
Yeah, I'm a communication strategist, so happy to help. But just also wanted to like have posts and graphics would be great as well, so I can just let people know what this is. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. I'll touch base with you. I'll send you a message directly so we can work on that. That's great. I appreciate that. Thank you. Anyone else?
In terms of the kind of getting involved in the leadership, what's involved in that part of it?
So last cycle, we had a team of leaders that that worked beforehand to set stuff up. And by the time we got into our giving thing, the leadership was set. And I think that this year we're really trying to have that leadership develop through this process as well, right? And that people that are joining that are new but might have a lot of experience in different things, you know, they can bring that in. So we have a couple people signed up, but we're really, like I said, looking to expand that during this process and bring people into that leadership circle. So it's not, you know, you have the leaders and you have the group. So making that available. So mostly it is around, last time they really worked on defining how we vote, coming up with the matrix and things like that. And, you know, setting up meeting behind the scenes, you know, there's, you know, how we're going to do things. It's like the how of things. But I will tell you personally, because I wasn't in leadership last time, I was a member. And one of the things, you know, I've been in nonprofit a long time and been on both sides of giving and receiving grants and RFPs. I personally felt like we got way too much into how traditional philanthropy works, right? In and some of the harms caused by traditional philanthropy. And so I'm really hoping we have an easier process this time. And we don't, you know, I think it was because so many of us were already in, you know, and we replicated how we applied for grants and, like, you know, like I said, came up with this very, you know, detailed matrix. And at the at the end, I literally, I was like, you know, because the year that we were doing that, I was, you know, I do a number of DEI consulting and stuff like that. And I was just like, wait a second, like, are we just not replicating that which we're trying to get out of? Right. And I literally threw my matrix out and I voted based on how I felt. Right. And so I want to like be very deliberative this year, how we set up what we do and the processes so that we can, you know, really not only recognize organizations that probably would not be funded from traditional philanthropy and other organizations, right? And how can we use that as, you know, like seed money to help them get going and things like that. So that's what I'm saying. I want this to be a really a co-created process, right? And as we get into that, like, what can we do? How can we do things differently than they have been done in, you know, what many of us have, you know, addressed with mainstream philanthropy?
Yeah.
Yes.
What I would add to that is, you know, we want to do it more from a trust-based philanthropy standpoint in allowing the charity to utilize, you know, make the application process easy. And also whatever return on investment from the endowment comes, like they get to choose how they best want to utilize those funds. And then in regards to the leadership, it's really about driving membership. So encouraging other people to join and being proactive with that. And also coordinating with the nonprofits that are nominated, selected, when to present, all of those types of logistical issues.
And just to let you know, I spoke to one of our funded organizations in the last, about a week ago. And it was really interesting because the founder executive director was telling me why her organization is not, I wouldn't say eligible, but less likely to get funded through regular sources, right? It was a subject area they did, how they did it. And it was just such a compelling, you know, conversation about, you know, the work that's working, but maybe not at the top of getting funded, right? And though really, hopefully through this process, we're supporting that, right? You know, we're working with them to try to highlight, you know, our partners at Philanthropy Together wanted to, you know, focus on, you know, a Muslim group that's working and also a women's group. And so, you know, we connected them together. Hopefully they will publicize their work through Philanthropy Together, but it's, you know, we're talking about funding cycles, but then I think we should also look at how we can support the work of organizations we funded, not just with funding, but how we can, you know, create access and connect them with, you know, some, our other resources that we have. So I agree with Muhi, like, yes, it's really about coordinating, driving, bringing people into the process. I think that the first cycle, I think there was maybe a lot of administrative elements of it. And we're trying to reduce that and really make it about, you know, growing membership and really utilizing the skills of leaders that are joining us to promote the work and get the word out there. With that, I know we're at time, but if anyone has any last questions, I'm happy to answer it. If not, any last questions? Great. Well, thank you so much. I really, really, really appreciate your time, especially on a Saturday and during Ramadan. And I just wish you the best in the last 10 days. Please reach out to us if, you know, you have any additional questions. I will send out an email with a wrap up of this and any kind of communication. Please feel free to reach out to me. Thank you so much, everyone. I really appreciate all your time and energy and to move this work forward.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.